And then there's Hillary Clinton, who's had so much shit thrown at her during the course of her life that there's no way that she couldn't get the smell off. There isn't. I mean, I've traveled the country. People don't like her. They don't. And I don't think it has to do with the nonsense of that she's a criminal. I think that that just repeating, and she, I think it's the fact that she's been in our face for a long fucking time. I'm serious. Familiarity breeds contempt, and it's made a lot of people unhappy with her. She never went away. She never went away. She's always been there. She is, for many Americans, that woman in the carpool. That every morning, the guy sits there drinking his cup of coffee and thinks, I can't believe I gotta pick her up again! She never went away. She was the first lady, and then afterwards, she snuck in to our state. I don't know what these people are bitching about. It's she snuck in here. And the next thing I know, holy fuck, she's the senator from New York. And she spent 6 years doing that. And then she said, I'm running to be president. And she lost. Now at that point, anybody who loses the presidency hides somewhere. They go away. Everybody fucking knows that. Nixon went the fuck away. And then when he came back, people went, fuck, well, he wasn't so bad. You leave. Nope, not her. She became the Secretary of State. And then she finished up there and she said, I'm going to run for to be president again. Wow. There is a good chance she's bipolar. So you have a choice now about who you want to date. Either the bipolar carpooler or Orange Julius Caesar. Happy voting.